another Reverse Speech Show. This is your host, David John Oates, broadcasting from Adelaide, South Australia, on a beautiful sunny day out there. Well, it's going to be sunny. Well, the sun's out now. It's actually 20 to 9 in the morning. There you go, on Saturday morning. So we're going to have a nice, beautiful summer's day. There you go, all good stuff. Okay, we're going to talk about a few things in the show today. First off, I got a couple of announcements I want to make. I've all talked about the wedding, of course. The date's been set for June the 16th. We are sending an email out this weekend to invite people to come to the wedding, and we're going to have a day workshop on the Sunday following the wedding. So the wedding's on the Saturday, the workshop's on the Sunday. There'll be a Reverse Speech workshop with some special guest speakers. So we're going to make it a big deal and a big affair. So if you'd like to come and join us, you can even email me now if you like. Redwolf at Adam. Actually, no, do this one. Do backwards at reversespeech.com. That's an easy email address to remember, backwards at reversespeech.com. And if you're really quick, Alaska Airlines currently have a special on airfares to Australia. And they are doing a round trip for $899. And that is valid until you've got a book by December 22nd. Okay, so if you want to come to Australia and you want to come to the wedding, you can come for $899 if you book by the 22nd of December. So you'd have to make sure that you book. I believe they've got travel times here, and let's just have a look. Yes, it does fall within the wedding. Yeah, okay, good. Yeah, the travel times fall on June 16th. So there you go. Nice, cheap, easy way. Okay, so that's the first announcement. The second announcement is I'm sending another email out this weekend as well, and this will be to advertise a Christmas special. The special is 10% off session work and training if you sign up by December 31st, and you'll also get a $50 voucher for the Reverse Speech shop. So there you go. So a Christmas special for everyone, 10% off session work and training, and a $50 voucher for the Reverse Speech shop. So there you go. You know, get some of my books or something like that. That would be exciting, wouldn't it? Okay, I want to talk a little bit today about a perplexing problem that has plagued Reverse Speech ever since I first really got serious into it, which was in 87. I started fiddling around in 84, but it wasn't until 87 that I really, well, that's when I started doing it full time. That became my full time profession in 87. So there you go. Gee, that's 30 years ago. Wow. That's when I wrote Beyond Backward Masking. For those of you who haven't read that book, you've got to get a hold of Beyond Backward Masking. Anyway, the perplexing problem is a phenomenon that I entitled reversal reaction. And it's a very insidious problem that plagues reverse speech. Basically, there's two types of reversal reaction. There's what we call passive reaction, and that's where that affects new students. And the passive reaction, you can get nausea or headaches, emotionally distressed, if you're listening to reversals for any long period of time. But that's not the reverse reaction that I'm worried about. The one is active reaction. An active reaction is very, very nasty and very, very insidious. And essentially, the person goes into complete shutdown and projects all his stuff onto you. Well, onto the analyst who's analyzing the tape, or in my case, see, or onto me as the founder of Reverse Speech. And I get it all the time. It's just amazing how often it happens. I just had one last week. We won't say who or where they came from, but I was in quite a nasty email. I was accused of being a cult leader and being on mind-altering drugs and doing class with a hangover, and which is just all absolutely ludicrous. So, and also too, what came up in that email was that a lot of the stuff from the big reverse reaction back in 99, for those of you who can remember back that far, the big reverse reaction, there's still remnants of that on the web. So you can go and search. We'll talk more about that as I continue with this little monologue. So, and active reaction, the more incongruent you are or the less in touch with yourself that you are, the more and the greater will be the reversal reaction. And all you've got to do is to be exposed to reverse speech. And just the mere exposure to reverse speech is enough to set some people off. I mean, I've seen people get furious. I mean, really angry, red face, spitting. It's just some of the people just react to the name reverse speech, which incidentally, reverse speech, when you reverse it, the backwards of reverse speech is sheep server, which is very interesting because reverse speech is here to serve the sheep. And so some people feel very, very intimidated by that. I'm trying to think. I should tell you some of the other accusations. we had a classic one, 3 or 4 months ago. I was accused of masterminding an alien invasion of the Earth. There you go. Put that one on your cap. So I'm a cult leader. I'm a drunkard. I engage in mind altering drugs. I'm masterminding an alien invasion of the planet Earth, and I got one. A few weeks ago that said I seem to think the world owes me something, and I go, yeah, where do you get that from? And I've just got so many of these accusations over the years, and some of them are really quite violent. Some of them get really, really nasty, and consequently, I've been sued. More times than I would like to, count, I've won each case. So there we go. There was the big one in America was a draw, and those of you who are around will know which big one I'm talking about. People will go into complete shutdown. It's like a mask comes over their face, and they look at me. Reverse speech, and they see a mirror of themselves, and they see in me the problems and issues that they are running, and it's such an incredible thing. It has plagued me my whole career. I've lost clients, I've lost students, I've lost associates and friends. Because the real truth of reverse speech, the real significance of reverse speech is that the mind is no longer private, but it's not only that, it's not just your conscious thoughts, it's who you really are, the real you behind the mask and often behind what you even know about yourself to be true. Because we live in a state of denial. The majority of the human race is in denial and totally unable to look at themselves. And when the mirror comes and you're forced to look into it, people freak out. They absolutely do. So you have to be able to look at yourself and see who you are. And if you can't look at yourself and see who you are, then the chances are you're going to go into a reverse reaction. It happens just so many times, so it's a big problem. Back in my early days when I first started doing sexual work, it used to happen to me a lot. However, I have learnt over the years a good bedside manner, and it doesn't happen to me with clients very often at all nowadays. It still happens occasionally, but not often. And that's because I've learned how to present the information in reverse speech in such a way that it's not threatening or intimidating. So there you go. So that is reverse reaction in a nutshell. And, of course, we all remember the big one, and that's the big feud. For those of you who've been around for a long time, you know exactly what I was talking about, and that's a classic case of reverse reaction. And if you want to get my book, It's Only a Metaphor, you can read all about it and see how the reverse reaction started. So there you go. And it's one of the reasons why I'm back in Australia now. It's nice and safe back here. I live in my little house in the southern suburbs of Adelaide. I work over the phone and Skype on the internet, and that keeps me out of trouble for the most part. But when I'm mixing socially, I dread the talking about reverse speech. Because, like I said, the very name can set people off. And when people ask me what I do for a living, it depends on the person. Sometimes I say I'm a writer, which is true. Other times I say I'm a psychotherapist, which is also true. Other times I say I'm a hypnotherapist, which is also true. But I never say I do reverse speech. Never. Just the very thought of saying that terrifies me. So I keep my private life and my work life totally separate, and it's the safest way to go, I think. But so it really plagues you if you are incongruent and unable to look at yourself. The chances are you're going to go into reversal reaction. And you're going to want to sever all contact with reverse speech. You're going to see me as this crazed madman. And the faults that I have will vary depending on the faults that you have. Because I have just become a mirror for you. And you look into me and you see you. And you get very, very angry at that. And you start attacking me for the problems that you have. So that's reverse reaction. And it happened on a mass scale in 99 in America. It was the conflict was all over the news, and it was quite amazing. So anyway, so that's reverse reaction. The only way I have discovered that is successful in getting people out of reverse reaction is for them to take total 100% responsibility for their actions. Reverse speech says that we create it all anyway. It's all coming from the unconscious. And so you have to take responsibility. But the trouble is, once you're in reaction, you can't see yourself, and so you can't take responsibility. And once reaction hits, you don't think you're in reaction. That's part of what reaction is. If you ever worry that you might be in reaction, you're not, okay? As soon as you think you aren't, you probably are. And that's the strange way it works. And the only way to get out of it, as I said, is to accept 100% responsibility for your own actions or the events that happen in your life, and accept that what you're accusing reverse speech of is what you yourself suffer from, okay? And I've been accused of being a money-grabbing, thieving con man, and I've been accused on the other end of the scale. I have these major money blocks, and I'm going to live in poverty. So, both ends of the extreme. It depends on who's throwing the accusation, you know. Either I'm money hungry, wealthy, or I've got major money blocks, and I'm poor. And the accusations vary from person to person and place to place. And I look back at, I laugh, but it is quite serious, and it does bother me when it happens. I don't know what to say. If you've got any thoughts to contribute to this, why don't you give us a call? Our toll-free number is 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. Call in and tell me what you think about this. What do you think about the phenomenon of reverse reaction? And all you got to do, go to some of Jeff Rentz's YouTube videos on reverse speech and read some of the comments. Then you'll see reverse reaction in action. It's some of them are just crazy comments on Jeff Rentz's YouTube vids for reverse speech. So I don't know. So there you go. If you want to find yourself, if you want to change, as most people claim they do, the first thing you've got to do is to look at you and see who you really, really are and accept who you are. Because only in that acceptance can there be change. I mean, you cannot change a problem that you don't accept exists. It's fairly logical. So the only way to change is to accept that there's a problem. And it amazes me. I have clients coming for session work, and they want to find their problems. They want to find the issues. And occasionally, not often nowadays, but occasionally, when you show some of their issues, it's the last thing they want to see, and they go into denial and reaction. So it's I've just got so many stories here. Get my books. I talk about reverse reaction in my books. Chapter 1 of Unveiling the Truth. And then, of course, it's only a metaphor, which just came out. When would that come out? About 2 or 3 months ago now. We talk about reverse reaction a lot. And it's only a metaphor. So go and have a look and see what you think. Okay, what we're going to do when we come back from the break is we are going to be looking at some reversals that the student sent in. We did an assignment. Well, the last class I taught was the children's reversals. And so the homework set was to find some children's reversals. And I marked the homework yesterday. And I was really pleased. There were some great examples of reversals. So there you go. So we're gonna play those when we come back from the break. And then in the second hour, you've got me again, and I'm going to be going over the archives and listening and seeing continue doing that. Anyway, call in 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. Tell me your opinions of reverse speech. How long have you been around? What have you seen about reverse speech? Is it real? Is it not real? Does it affect your life? Does it not, or are you oblivious to it? I wonder how many people really know the significance of reverse speech. You know, there's a passage in the Book of Revelations that said, Jesus will come with a two-edged sword, and they will cry to the mountains to cover them from the face of God. And that's essentially what reversal reaction is. They cover themselves with mountains so they don't have to look at the face of the truth. So, it's been with me for the last 30 years, reversal reaction. And back in my early days, it really took me by surprise. It really, really did. Anyway, so there you go. That's the story. And that's my diatribe for the first half hour of the show. So, what we will do now is we will go to some children's reversals. And on, actually, we're going to go on a break in any second. So I've finished my little thing about reversal reactions. So, and let's hope that you don't experience it. Because if you are, and I tell you, you won't believe me anyway. And unfortunately, when reaction really, really hits big time, you've usually lost a person forever. They never come back, if ever. Rarely, very rarely, very rarely. It's happened a couple of times, so but not very often. It's like someone just slams a door shut and locks it with padlocks, and you're just hitting a brick wall, and it's very, very insidious problem. That still happens, unfortunately, occasionally. Not very often with clients, as I said, but it's still out there and it still does cause a problem. So there you go. Okay, so that's my little diatribe for the first half of the show. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to students' homework, and that is in this one here. And we have some pretty cool reversals here. So let's play. This is children's reversals. Let's play the first one. Here is the forwards.
That's my best one. Another one.
Have you got any more? Is that you call it your dad?
And there's our break. I timed it perfectly, didn't I? So, don't touch that keyboard, folks. I'll be back right after this.
What if we already know how to prevent and to reverse every known so-called disease? What if the government is in cahoots with the allopathic system to hide this information from you to keep you weak and enslaved to their system? What if living a higher quality of life than you ever thought possible was available to you now? Well, it's true. It's easier and more cost-effective than you think, and so life-changing that your only regret will not be having done it sooner. Because you already know what the answer is. Royal Velvet Pure. You've heard Jeff talk about it. You've heard the incredible testimonies that it has scores of benefits and it works for everyone. Now you may not know this. We have partnered with Jeff to empower you, giving you an opportunity we do not give anyone else. When you buy two Royal Velvet Pure, we give you another one free. Want to take that first step toward freedom and positive transformation? Go to royalvelvetnow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner or call us toll-free 1-877-488-7423.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then reverse speech session work is for you. With reverse speech session work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for reverse speech session work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077.
Okay, we are back for our second segment, And we're going to look at some children's reversals. Okay, all right, so here we go. We'll start off with this one here.
That's my best one. Another one.
Have you got any more? Is that your pull at your dad? Show us.
Only three more.
Go on then. Now the other.
This is the last one.
Do you think most families here are happy or unhappy?
Most of them are happy, but some do quarrel, like my mum and dad.
And here he, the reversal says, how tall is he?
How tall is he?
Huh. Oh, just how tall is he? So here it is again.
How tall is he?
Here it is the first time.
How tall is he?
And again.
How tall is he?
And again.
How tall is this?
Oh, hang on, that might be how tall is this?
How tall is this?
It's how tall is this? Listen to that. I'll play it again. Not he, how tall is this?
How tall is this?
And again.
How tall is this?
Yep, okay, there we go. All right. Okay, so now we're going to look at the another one. So here's the forwards. Bear in mind, all these reversals were found by my students from the new class that started. Oh, gee whiz, we're already 3 months into the class. Wow. Okay, so here's the next one.
Get used to the fact that children are changing today. Modern children are different from the children of yesterday.
Why do you think that's it?
And this one says, had been pushed.
Safe and pushed.
Huh.
Safe and pushed. Safe and pushed.
Yeah, all right, okay, all right. Then we've got, we're going to move on to our next one here, and children's reversals. And here we have the first one.
The monsters went away already. They're just made up.
And this one says, separate in a royal.
Separate in a royal.
Huh, in a royal.
Separate in a royal.
Separate in a royal. Huh. Don't know what separate in a royal means. I don't know. All right. And then we've got this one here. Let's run it forwards.
God makes your dreams.
And the reversal is stand up.
Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Yep, there we go. Stand up. All right. So we're going to go to another student now. And we are going to play this reversal first. Here's the forwards. Oh, this level's a bit high. I'll turn it down a bit.
This has changed. You have to make yourself believe that you're a four-year-old pig.
And this one says, what's in the pie?
What's in the pie?
Huh.
What's in the pie? What's in the pie?
Yeah, what's in the pie? Okay, all right. And then we've got this one here. Here's the forwards.
I'm a black belt first down in kickboxing. I've been doing that for ages, so...
And this one is tough work.
Tough work.
Ha!
Tough work.
That's a great one.
Tough work.
Oh, yeah, great one. Here's one of the forwards again. Let's listen to the forwards.
I'm a black belt first down in kickboxing. I've been doing that for ages, so...
And backwards, tough work.
Tough work.
Tough work. Tough work.
Yeah, there we go. Good, great. Reversal. And then we've got this one here. Here's the forwards.
First you have to go and do an audition. And after that audition...
And this one says, there is shit done.
There's shit done.
Oh my.
There's shit done.
There's shit done.
Oh dear. Not good. No, no. I mean, it's a good reversal. Not good sentiments. Sentiments. And then we've got this one here. Here's forwards.
I'm learning whistle.
I'm learning preschool.
I'm learning whistle.
I'm learning preschool. And then backwards, you know I'm not.
And you know I'm not.
Huh.
And you know I'm not.
And you know I'm not.
Well, that's a bit of an incongruent one, isn't it? Okay, all right. So we are going to move on to the next one. And we are bringing this student's one up now. And we'll start off with this reversal here.
It's a miracle. Well, that's why I stayed on the show an extra 7 years.
And this one says, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's nice and clear in there. I'll do it again.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, there we go. All right. Then we've got reversal number 5. Here we go.
What would you consider an old man?
Well, he's not that old.
He's not that old.
And this one says, love me off.
Love me off. Love me off.
Yeah, there we go. Love me off. Yeah, all right. And then we've got next one. Here we go.
Poltergeist. And actually, I didn't want to do that movie because it was kind of scary.
Talking about the Poltergeist movie being scary and backwards, he reeks.
He reeks.
Huh.
He reeks.
I guess so. All right. Then we've got this one here. Oops, hang on. No, that's not the one I want. Yes, it is the one I want. So here's the forwards.
Probably if I went in and I said, excuse me, but it's my film, I'd probably say, isn't it?
And this one says, who's the easy one?
Who's the easy one? Easy if you want.
Yeah, all right, no worries. Okay, so now we're going to move on to our next student. And, this one here, we're looking at this reversal first off. Here we go.
If the coast is clear.
Right.
And after they call my dad and say that everything's all right.
And this says, and nip me now.
And if we know.
Wow, and nip me now. Okay, all right. Then we've got this one here.
Our school.
Yes.
So you just walk in, but that's where the infants are. We have to go further along.
And this one says, Mars, let me know sudden.
Mars, let me know sudden.
Oh, it could be sudden. Is it sadden or sudden? Mars, let me know sadden or Mars, let me know sudden?
Mars, let me know sudden.
Huh, you know what? Let me...
Mars, let me know sudden. Sudden,
let me know sudden. I think that's what it says. Huh. All right, let's have a look at the next one. Here's the forwards.
Right at the back is the classroom. The quite little door is just a little tiny little room. It's all stuffed with sweets, prizes, especially to pay the children with sweets to do sex.
And this one says, her wolf really laughs with her.
Her wolf really laughs with her.
I'm actually hearing her wolf really laughs with him.
Her wolf really laughs with her.
Yep, there we go. Okay. Alright, so let's move on to our next student. And children's reversals. Okay, here's the first one.
Often they can't find a job because of the way they identify as.
And here he says, he barged enough.
He barged enough.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, he barged enough. All right. Then we've got this one here.
It's all about love, acceptance, equality.
And this is Be the Law.
Be the law.
Yeah, okay, all right. Then we've got this one here. Here's the forwards.
And I will go wherever I somewhere safe.
This one says, fears through us.
Fears through us.
Oh, yeah, that's clear.
Fears through us. Fears through us.
So here's the falls again.
And I will go wherever I... somewhere safe.
Fears through us.
Fears through us. Fears through us. Fears through us.
Fears through us. There we go. Okay, all right. And then we're looking at this reversal here.
If any bad guy try to get me, I'll just run away and say, get away from me.
This one says, feel worth, yes.
Feel worth, yes. Feel worth, yes. Feel worth, yes.
Yeah, there we go. Feel worth, yeah. Feel worth, yes. All right, okay. And then we've got another reversal. Here's the forwards.
After finishing up a couple quantum physics books, I realized that everything in the universe has a frequency and vibration.
And this reversal says, oh, this is a long one. In the threat, I tell a rat's folks.
In the threat, I tell a rat's folks.
I'll be bothered.
In the threat, I tell a rat's folks. In a threat, I tell a rat's folks.
Let's play that again. In a threat, I tell a rat's folks.
In a threat, I tell a rat's folks.
In a threat, I tell a rat's folks. In a threat, I tell a rat's folks.
Yeah, there they all are. Okay. All right. Let's move on to our next student. And go. Children's reversals. Reversal number. But two, here's the forwards.
It's a busy spider.
And this says, please seek me, speak.
Please seek me, speak.
Huh.
Please seek me, speak. Please seek me, speak.
Huh. Yeah, okay, all right, yep, yeah, that's there. And then we've got the next one, here's the forwards.
She said, they had a hold of that. I don't know.
And this one says, I do know.
I do know. I do know. I do know.
Yep, there we go. And now we've got this reversal here. Here's the forwards.
Stay in bed.
And I hate these.
I hate these. I hate these. I hate these.
Well, that one's not as clear as I thought it was. Oh, hang on. I think I played the wrong one. I did play the wrong one. Okay, we want this one here.
The teacher's like, think we don't be on their fence.
And this one says, what do you create?
What do you make?
Yeah.
What do you make? What do you make?
Could be, why do you create? Not what do you create, but why do you create?
Why do you create? Why do you create?
It's why.
Why do you create?
And it's why do you create?
Why do you create? Why do you create? Why do you create?
Yeah, there we go. Pretty cool one. Alright, so let's go and what I'm going to do is I'm going to go into some of my archives and pull up some of my reversals on children. I got quite a few scattered through my system. If I can just get my hands on them. We found one, someone sent me one just last week that was... That was just such a classic reversal. This is this one here.
I'm just going to yell at me. Actually, no, I'm not going to yell at them. I have a better idea. Yell in their ear.
This one says, you wear underwear, I'm big boy.
Underwear, I'm a big boy.
Oh, you wear underwear, am I a big boy? You wear underwear, am I a big boy?
Underwear, I'm a big boy.
It's funny.
Underwear, I'm a big boy.
Okay, let's run the forwards again. Let's do that whole reversal again. I love this reversal. Here we go.
I'm just going to yell at me. Actually, no, I'm not going to yell at them. I have a better idea. Yell in their ear.
This one, you wear underwear, am I big boy?
Underwear, I'm a big boy.
You wear underwear, am I a big boy? absolutely the classic type of reversal that you'd expect to hear from a child. Here's a baby pretending to talk on the phone. And this reversal says, I love mother.
I love mother.
Yeah, nice and clear reversal. I love mother. Here's another one. Nice clear reversal.
I was following you and watching you. I was hiding behind the car watching what you were doing.
Were you? I never knew that.
No, because I was being very sneaky.
This reversal says, Daddy never knew.
Daddy never knew.
There we go. Wonderful reversal. How about that one? All right. And we're just going to go down children's reversals here. Here's another one that says, I love mother. I think that's the same one. It's the same one. Right, it's the same one. I just got it saved twice. Okay. But that's a great reversal. I love mother. Here's another one.
Why do you think there aren't VCRs anymore when everyone used to have one?
Because we have made better things.
And this reversal says, Internet be in value.
Yes, there had been value.
Yeah, that wasn't very clear, was it? Sorry about that. All right, let's have a look at this one. Here's the forwards. Oh, gee, that's horrible levels. This one says, a mummy here. Yeah, that one's certainly there. All right, here's another one.
Please, yeah.
And this one says, did you hear me? Alright, it's a pretty cool reversal. Here's the same child. Same child, same tape, and says, hear me, will you? Yeah, you know, the levels on that were a bit distorted, unfortunately. They're actually quite clear reversals, but the levels were a bit distorted. All right, here's another one. Here, let's run this one forward.
I had to.
And this one says, you are beautiful. Yeah, all right. Well, that's all certainly very clear and obvious. You are beautiful. And here we are. Oh, hang on. Oh, I've got a whole lot more reversals on kids. All right. Here we have one of my favorite ones. This is my daughter in a bath trying to pick up a cup. And this one says, David, help me. I'll play that again. David, help me. Yep, there we go. Classic reversal. Alright, then we've got a young child saying hello. And run it backwards, then we hear hello. Yeah, and I'll play that again. You hear the gibberish followed by hello. Yeah, there we go. Then we've got this one here. Here's the forwards. This one says, I can't find you. I guess he can't find him. Okay, all right, let's move along to the next one. Here we have another one. This one says, I do, I do. Yeah, there we go. Nice and clear. Here's another one. And this one says, what are you doing? Yeah, what are you doing? Alright, here's a little child right in the background when the father moved from one room to the other.
Do you have kids back again, do
you?
Yeah. And the backwards on the kids is Daddy came. Yeah, here's the forwards on the kid. And that reversals to Daddy came. Yeah, so Daddy came from one room to another. Oh, there we go. It's young kids working things out as they go. All right. So, here's a great one on kids. Listen to this one.
You go on a terminus. I'll bet you.
This one says, God made me.
You step on the terminus, and I will be.
And again.
You step on the terminus, and I will be.
Out of the mouth of babes, hey. Out of the mouth of babes, say no, God made me. I guess God did. Well, we think we did, anyway. Okay, here we have a kid with a dirty diaper.
I think that's why his pants are falling down. Here, Finn, I got a diaper for you.
A diaper?
Yeah.
This one says, help me out. Help me out.
Help me out.
And that's right on a diaper. A diaper versus to help me out.
A diaper. Help me out.
Yeah, great little reversal that one is, isn't it? I like that one. Help me out. Okay, here we have here's a mirror image reversal on a kid. Listen to this.
Spaghetti.
You had spaghetti? And what else did you have?
And carrots, and milk.
And milk? Yeah. Oh, then you had a nap?
Yep.
Were you a good rester?
Yep.
Yeah? Say, I love you, Mama.
I love you, Mama.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hold on, say it again.
Hi, Baba. I love you.
Well, he says, I love you, Mama.
Say, I love you, Mama.
I love you, Mama.
Backwards, it says, I love you, Mama.
I love you, Mama.
Hi, Mommy.
I love you, Mama.
So here's the forwards. I love you, Mama.
I
Say, I love you, Mama.
I love you, Mama.
Backwards, I love you, Mama.
I love you, Mama.
There we go. There's our break, folks. I'll be back right after this. Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analysed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioural problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behaviour. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rentz.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rentz.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rentz.com.
Are you prepared for the future? Do you know how to navigate past the upcoming dangers before it's too late and seize budding opportunities before others do? Forecasting worldwide since 1980, Gerald Celeni, publisher of the Trends Journal, provides timely and accurate trend forecasts that have earned him the reputation as the most trusted name in trends. The proof is in the hundreds of accurate forecasts Celeni has made over the past 30 years. The 1987 stock market crash, the clean food trend, the dot-com bust. The Trends Journal alerts subscribers to early subtle signs of crucial trends that will shape our future. It allows readers to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take proactive strategies. Put your money where your mind is with Gerald Celente's brilliant and indispensable Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com or call 845-331-3500. That's 845-331-3500.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times.
You've heard the ads on this radio station about Royal Velvet. You know you want and need the benefits that Royal Velvet offers, but you haven't gone to the website royalvelvetnow.com. You've procrastinated. You haven't started your journey towards dramatic improvements in that vim, vigor, and energy you've always wanted. Reward yourself. You deserve it. No, really. All you have to do is go to royalvelvetnow.com, click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and order a couple bottles of Royal Velvet, which is a month's supply, and you're on your way to experiencing the most life-changing product in the world. Oh, by the way, to experience just how powerful Royal Velvet is, do what thousands of our clients have done. Stop taking all your supplements and just take Royal Velvet. Do it for a month. You will feel better, look better, and be dramatically better. And besides being blown away by the results, you'll also be ecstatic over the huge amount of money you saved. There are 1,440 minutes in a day. It takes less than 5 minutes to place an order at RoyalVelvetNow.com. Go there now. Your life will never be the same.
Scientists in England have succeeded in stabilizing the time-honored substance in garlic that destroys harmful bacteria, viruses, molds, yeast, and fungus. This all-natural microbe killer is called Allicin C, and it's now available to you in 100% vegetarian capsules only on the New Earth page at Rentz.com. This powerful broad-spectrum antimicrobial agent is harmless to friendly bacteria and has been concentrated to equal an astonishing 35 cloves of garlic in each vegetarian capsule. Think about it. The antibacterial, antiviral strength of 35 odorless cloves of